This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Year 5 already of the Redskins in Richmond. 8 years on the contract. They'll be there for 3 more years. Attendance is not high, and we're wondering if you would go to training camp if it were in Ashburn, if you're not going while it's in Richmond. 800-636-1067. I guess the question becomes, what's important, Danny? Because for me, I've been to the training camps on the beat, both in Loudoun County out in Ashburn and in Richmond. I prefer, like Mike Shanahan preferred, to go away to training camp if I'm an NFL team. There is an added camaraderie and a cohesion to that. You're staying either in the same hotel or you could stay in dorm rooms. Remember we talked to Will Blackman the other day about when he was with the Packers. He said Brett Favre would come out of a dorm room and he was sleeping on a little double bed. And he couldn't believe that this guy who might win the MVP award that year is sleeping in a dorm room.
Crazy.
But I think there is something neat about having to bike around Frostburg or having to commute to the little shops you're going to in Carlisle in groups. Richmond is not really that for this team, though. They do come back and forth on the bus from the complex to the hotel. I think there is more bonding than there would be in Ashburn, where a lot of guys can stay in their own beds. Or you know, some of them will stay in a hotel together, but you're still home. You can still run home and get something if you need to. You're still constantly with the comforts of where you typically would be. But for me, I would like to see them make the transition to getting back to Northern Virginia, because to me, a higher priority has to be the fans, and it's just clear that enough of them don't make that trip down to Richmond.
We've got the sample now.
I want young Redskins fans impacted by training camp and to the point where they're motivated to be around for years to come.
Now, there's no longer direct correlation between if you go away for training camp, then you win more football games. We kind of... That doesn't happen anymore.
I think it's romanticized for me from movies like Remember the Titans.
Yeah, you go it still
away,
is.
You go away, you bond, you come back, you're a better team.
That's how I still always think of it. So from a fan perspective, forget about me attending training camp for a second. From a fan perspective, I prefer that for my football team. I want them to go away, bond, deal with some adversity together, maybe bond against the head coach, honestly. I mean, that's part of it. This is the guy that's making you run. It's like a drill instructor for the military, et cetera. You come together as a unit. I want everyone pulling the rope in the same direction. In the modern day NFL, I don't know that that's as important anymore. Honestly, I'm with you, because the uphill battle that the NFL is fighting, that again, Michael Phillips touched on a couple segments ago. You and I talk about this all the time. Couches are comfortable, man. TVs are better than they've ever been. You've got access. Right now, I follow along with the kind of revolving Twitter feeds. I got to play 35 seconds after it happens right here on Twitter. Josh Doctson just went deep and caught a pass. He got behind Breshad Breeland, got behind Quentin Dunbar.
This is where
I can watch it.
Should benefit, because I don't get that on TV right now. I don't have those reports. So to me, camp should be a gold mine for the NFL. You've been ravenous for football for months. If you're a diehard Redskins fan, you've been waiting for this since January. This is a 6-month wait. You finally get it. It's time to go, and I've got to drive an hour and a half or 2 hours in traffic, maybe worse, depending on where you're at in the area, to get down there after work during the weekday, meaning I probably can't make it down for a full practice,
right,
or just on Saturday. And because camps are now 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, basically, you might only have 3-4 days when you could even go.
Let me ask you this. Does any of the offseason, now it's not going to be for everybody. A lot of it is logistics. It opens up on a Thursday in the afternoon. Nobody can make it there if they're driving from Northwest DC or kind of whatever. So I'm not saying that. But do you think in general, training camp attendance overall being down last year, we have 1 day sample from this season. So no judgment made just yet. But do you think any of this front office stuff, any of the Scott McLuhan firing, any of the exhaustion maybe from Redskins stuff? Because I think of fatigue among fans has happened a couple different times. I think the name change a couple years ago bothered people, not to the point that they were mad at the Redskins, but they were just sick of hearing about it. Do you think anybody's turned off by how this franchise has behaved? Do you think that's a portion of the population?
Yes, people are turned off, but not the people that would be driving to training camp.
Okay.
If you are willing to drive to Richmond to training camp or to go to training camp and sit out in the sun, period, you're not turned off, I don't think, by Scott McLuhan's firing or Kirk Cousins not getting a long-term contract. The other thing is, people put up with a lot for a long time from this team while they were losing.
Right.
You had all of the off-field catastrophes and the embarrassment and the dramatic debacles, but you also weren't winning. At least now you're competitive. You get the McLuhan stuff for the lack of a Cousins contract or these occasional stories that come out of Redskins Park. But you also get Week 17 play-in games to get to the playoffs two straight seasons.
Sure.
So I don't see it as a like a detrimental thought on how fans feel about the team or the operation or a blow to Bruce Allen's approval rating. I just think it's a logistics thing. I don't think Richmond is convenient. My sister lived in Richmond for a long time. I visited her twice. It's a pain in the butt to go to. When I go to Richmond, I stay overnight. I don't go down and come back.
Right.
You ever driven on 95?
Yeah.
It's not a pleasant experience.
No, it isn't. Especially during rush hour.
It's really hard to do. So if, unless you don't have a job during, you know, your normal days where, like, let's say you have a Tuesday off and the Redskins are practicing and you're one of the people that could go to King's Dominion on a Tuesday in the middle of the summer and take your kids because that's your day off randomly.
You live in Woodbridge or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Okay, maybe you can go. But if you work Monday through Friday with weekends off, how often can you get down to Richmond? That is not the case when it's in Ashburn. You could sneak over there for an afternoon session. You can take a half day and catch a lot of football. You could go 6-7 times over the course of camp. I guess for me, maybe there's just a nostalgia, and maybe I have this built up like thought from my childhood of what training camp's supposed to be, because I would spend weeks in Frostburg. Literally, I would go to Frostburg for a week. It was my vacation. I would go to Carlisle in Pennsylvania, Dickinson College, and we would stay in that area for a week, and we go to practice every day. Even in Ashburn, people used to come up and camp out. They go to the hotels over there. They go to all the practices. Maybe Richmond provides that opportunity, and I just don't take advantage of it because it's just close enough that it doesn't make a lot of sense to do that. But it just has not worked for me. I enjoyed camp there. I think that for the Redskins, while the efficiencies of being at home and some of the just consistencies of being at your own shop where all your equipment is are better, they probably like the fields and some of the things just as much as they like Redskins Park, because that's not a great environment either.
Right. Well, for the Redskins' perspective on this, it's actually smart business, I really think. It's to kind of make sure you're taking care of that marketplace, to make sure Richmond is still Redskins country. And it also cements a relationship with Bruce Allen and the governor, keeps that
Boom.
Stadium option afloat.
Hold on.
It's a huge
Boom.
Deal.
You said business.
Yeah.
I don't think it has a
business
lot to
decision.
Do with Richmond.
Agreed.
I think it's, hey, we'll pay for Redskins Park's renovations if you have your training camp here or whatever kind of weird deal may or may not have been struck. But I think they're doing right by Virginia because Virginia's doing great.
Virginia's doing great.
And Virginia could still end up being, if they have their druthers, where the stadium is.
Right.
So this is a business deal. But my point is I think the fans lose out.
Oh, I'm 100%
sure
of that.
Deal.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Josh in Fredericksburg. Josh, how are you doing?
Good. How about yourself, man?
Doing
What's
well.
Up,
Yeah, we actually went down to a training camp in Richmond the other day. I worked with special needs adults, and we got to hang out in the handicapped area by the field, and it was a great time. If anybody else is not going down there, I would suggest you do because you're missing out.
Training camp's the best. Yeah, I agree with you. If you have not been, you should absolutely take the opportunity to do so. And by the way, that's a neat thing that you do. So
that's
thank
cool,
you
man.
For that service. Let's go to Simeon in Fredericksburg. Simeon, you're on The Fan and on Grant and Danny. How are you?
I'm right. How are you guys doing?
Good, dude.
I don't work Mondays, so I'm going to take my 4-year-old, my 2-year-old boys down to Richmond on Monday and check out practice. And, you know, that's just a unique thing for me. I mean, God knows when I lived in Alexandria, I wasn't thinking about going down to Richmond. So I agree. It's logistically, you know, pretty impossible for a lot of people to do it.
Well, the kids are going to love it. You're dad of the year after you go down because it's going to be memories that they won't forget, and they're going to be better Redskins fans when they leave. So good for you, and thanks for the call. Anthony Rendon was one of 5 Nats players to homer in the same inning yesterday. 4 in a row. Murphy didn't. What was wrong with him?
What's wrong with Daniel Murphy?
And then Rendon went deep. He's having one of the best seasons of his career. He joins us next right here on Grant and Danny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.